You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host,
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Bob
hallelujah.
Allen.
Hey, wake up. Hey, it's Saturday, July. Hey, and it's wonderful. I know it's hot, but it is beautiful. Listen, wake up. Get somebody, wake somebody up, say, hey man, listen, turn on your radio. WCNO is on 89.9 FM. Wake somebody, call your neighbor, call anybody, anybody. Everybody needs to hear from God. We're going to talk about, does God speak to us today? Oh, now you're going to call, hey man, you got to tune in for this one. Either this guy's crazy or we're going to learn that we can't hear from God. Listen, WCNO.com, you can go online, no problem, WCNO.com. Just go to the official site. If you go to the one that says that, it's real easy. Everything's right there on the left. They made it so easy. Just go on demand. If you miss us, go on demand during the week. If you're doing it right now, WCNO.com. It'll come up on the left when you do the official site, and you'll see, hey, live broadcast. Click it. You're in. Call somebody in the Bahamas. Call somebody anywhere up north, Colorado, California, whoever you know. Call and say, listen, we need to know how to hear from God. Tune in real quick. It's only about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, but yeah, but Landon, you don't understand. Well, okay, that's fine. Keep on living like that then. Keep struggling, keep running into the things, keep hitting the walls, keep smashing your face against the bricks. If that's how you like to live, you're deceived. You're deceived. So I want to let you hear from God. Because Jesus said, listen, I'll make you free. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. It's not a freedom with a price tag. It's not a freedom for a week and then you're back in bondage. It's a freedom indeed. You got that? WCNO.com. Click now, live broadcast, or turn on 89.9 or call somebody. Call the station if you want to accept Christ today. I'm going to give you two phone numbers, and I welcome you to call to accept Christ. I welcome you to call if it's any if it's in any way, shape, or form, I need Jesus. Landon, I want to accept Christ today. Landon, I have a prayer request for my daughter, my daughter, my son, my granddad, myself. My this is sick. My that's going on. My mortgage is like, what? I need God to bless my finances. I need to get in the book and figure out how to hear from God. Whatever it is you need prayer for, call for prayer, 221-1100. Call for prayer, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. I'll give you email, and I'll give you how to support this ministry, how to partner up with us in getting God's influence and God's word out to the lives of others so they can be filled with the Holy Spirit and they can accept Jesus as their Savior. They accept Jesus as the Savior, and then we fill them with the Holy Spirit so they can actually walk this life out in the power of the resurrection. You got it? That's how it works. Now, does God speak to us today? Let's start by speaking to Him. Father, we love You. God, we need You more than we even realize. We have this mindset from birth on in the natural world that we're the man, we're the woman, we're the go-getter. We got to make it happen. It's all up to us. Nobody's going to do it for us. We have to. You have to. Don't fail. Watch out. Father, You are the comforter. You do it all. You said, take My yoke upon you. Learn, open the book and learn from Me. My yoke is easy and My burden is light. I'll give you rest was Your exact words in there and Your promise. So Lord, we ask for that rest today. We want to rest in the Spirit. Lord, I release these lips of clay to You. Use these lips and use this mouth. I shut down my mind. I put it on park. I want the Spirit to have full control in this studio and of me right now. I've got my wife over in the corner interceding. Just come down, Holy Spirit, come down. Holy Spirit, work through that. Intercede through her and speak through these lips. Shut down my mind and flow through me that we all may learn directly from You. I just want to enter into the atmosphere, Lord. Fill us with Your atmosphere this morning, Lord. Let us enter into Your presence, Lord. Let us come in and out. Fellowship with us, commune with us, teach us, talk to us, that we may learn Your principles and precepts, that we may fall in love with You more and go deeper with You because we hear Your voice, because we heard from You this morning, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Does God speak to us today? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. If anybody wants to learn more about that, I'm not into apologetics too much, but I will meet with you at a park or anywhere you want, your church, your house, And we'll go through scripture. We'll just go through scripture. It's not about what I think or what you think, but we'll go through scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture and show God speaking to his people. And that's his heart's desire, is to speak to and communicate with his people. God speaks to us, absolutely. God speaks to us in many ways. In his word, he speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through someone else, through dreams, through visions, and so on. But I want to talk today about God speaking directly to you. Not the dreams. All that stuff's good and all that stuff's real. But what's missing is somehow, and it warns us towards the end of the Bible in 1 John and Jude and all that, warns about false doctrine creeping in, creeping in, that, hey man, God won't speak to you today. But today, this day, June 9th, 2016, is the very day that you decide to hear from God. You decide. It's not God's not talking to you. It's you. You're not listening. You haven't been trained. You don't understand in your intellect that in the spirit, I can hear from God. A lot of you don't even understand in the intellect that there is a way to walk in the spirit. Paul says, walk in the spirit, then you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If I was walking in the spirit, I'd hear from God. But if I don't walk in the spirit, I'm going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the lust of the flesh is to tell me I'm the man. That's that. The lust is, I got this. I don't need no, I'm God, man. Nobody's going to do it for you, man. You got to get it. That's true. That's true. But if you'll get over into the spirit, and if you'll get filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit and let him talk and teach and guide you, you don't have to be the man. He'll be the man. And you'll be the man without a care in the world. You'll be the man without a worry. You'll be the man without poverty, sickness. You'll be the man without anger, malice. You'll be the man without drug addiction. You'll be the man without a broken family. You'll be the man without AIDS. You'll be the man without cancer. You'll be the man without, because you're with him. You got it? So, let me tell you something. One word from God will change your entire faith. One word from God will take you from, I think I have faith. What is faith? Do I really have faith? Do I believe in the things I cannot see? And do I feel like it's evidence and all that land? And do I really believe that verse over in Hebrews? It'll take you from there to I know. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You know why I know? Because I heard from God. You can tell me whatever you want to do, this guy, that guy, or whoever, or whatever woman or whatever other person. I know what I know. And I know God told me X, Y, Z, and I did it, and he backed it, and it went down 100% just like he said. And then I went to scripture to find it, and he showed me the verse to back it. If you're thinking you're hearing from God and you can't find it in scripture, not God. God will never contradict his word. Remember these things. I'm going to give you a lot of meat here. Take notes. Please take notes. Write this stuff down. If you happen to get confused, okay, if I lose you somewhere through here, radio1603 at Gmail. I'll be glad to help you. I'd be glad to help you. If you're ready already, if the Holy Spirit's tugging on your heart and you're like, I need God, I know I need God, I want to hear from the Spirit, I want to hear from God, 221-1100. One word from God will change your entire life, change your entire faith. One word from God will erase doubt. It will establish kingdom connection. One word from God, and you realize that whenever things like that happen, when Jesus was walking and the kingdom would come down, he'd cast a demon out or something happened, heal a withered hand, or he'd give them a word of knowledge from the kingdom, he would look at them and say, hey, the kingdom of God has come unto you. That's what happens. When a word from heaven comes down and comes unto you, the kingdom of heaven is come unto you. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, let me say this. At that particular moment, you stay in that moment. Let your eye be single and your whole body shall be full of light, the Bible says. At that moment, you would keep your eye on what's going on. You would keep your eye on the fact that God just spoke to me. The kingdom came down. Now's a good time to ask for whatever. You're in the presence of God, the kingdom of heaven and its rule, its realm, its majesty, its power, its magistrate, its dunamis, its everything about that kingdom is now at your hand. Its control, its power, its presence, like I said, the army, the angelic host are there. God's right there with you. He just spoke to you. Now is a good time to communicate with him. Say, Lord, here, this is where I'm at. This is my dream. This is my desire. What do you think? What do you want me to do, Father? What can I do for you? The ability to have a conversation with God is precious. It is the thing missing from this planet. It's why the government and all the presidential things and all the rulers of this country are in the bind that we're in, and the things are going on that are going on. And we're passing laws that are absolutely crazy. We're making decisions that totally contrary to scripture because we don't have the ability to communicate with God. Now, we'll set an appointment to meet with the insurance man, the tax man, the guy to get our car windows tinted. All these people are important enough to set an appointment. And if I asked you, listen, how much do you love God? People listening to me today, How much do you love God? How much is God really number one in your life? Is God number one? Do you love him? Oh, yes, Landon, absolutely. Do you really love God? Oh, my grandmother was a minister. My grandmother's a piano player in the church. My granddad was a minister. My dad used to speak at Full Gospel Businessmen's Conference. And I'm not asking you that. They're not you. We don't care. God does not worry about what your granddaddy did. That was him. A personal relationship with God is you being responsible for you. Thank God they were who they were, because they probably prayed for you, and that's the only reason you're listening today. Now, do you have a personal relationship with God? Is he number one in your life? Oh, Landon, absolutely. Do you love him more than anybody else? Absolutely. How much time have you spent in your Bible this week? How much time did you spend in your Word with God yesterday? John 1, verse 1. In the beginning of your relationship, in the beginning of your healing, in the beginning of God moving, in the beginning of salvation, in the beginning of revelation, in the beginning, the Bible says, in the beginning, John 1, in the beginning was the Word. Let me say that again. It's got to sink in. In the beginning, the initiation of all possible things to happen in your life was the Word. The stars didn't get there. The planets didn't get hung. The water didn't get told where to stop. The fish, the bird, man, nothing. The beginning of all things was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Look that up. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was God. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Oh, I love God more than anything, Landon. Okay. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was with God. God was with the Word. The Word was with God. God was with the Word. God was with the Word, and the Word was with God. They are in a oneness. So how much time did you spend in your Bible yesterday? Okay. Do you really love him more than everything else? How much time did you spend on Facebook yesterday? How about the day before? How about Thursday? How about Wednesday? How much time did you spend on Facebook? How much time did you spend on your emails? How much time did you spend texting people? But how much time did you spend in your Word? Okay, so don't tell God. Don't say, God, I love you more than anything. Because you've just proven that, well, maybe I don't love him. I mean, could it just be possible? Is it possible that the fact that you spent absolute zero time in your Word in the last day, week, month, or year, could it really be that your heart doesn't really pant for him like the deer for the water brook? Could it be? Just could it be possible that you're fooled? That you've been deceived somehow along the way? And you think that, well, just, you know, I go to church on Sunday most of the time. You know, and I listen to, you know, some TV preachers. Could it be possible that that's really not the personal relationship with God that you think it is? Listen to me. To think that God spoke to Adam. Okay, now listen to me. God spoke to Adam. All right, this is the very beginning. In the book of Genesis, God spoke clearly to Adam with an audible voice, with laudation. He could hear him, no problem. Then he spoke to Cain. Remember, Cain killed Abel? God said, hey, Cain, hey, where's your brother, man? Where is your brother? Have you seen Abel? Where's Abel? He said, listen to me, boy. I don't know why you did that. It was a terrible thing to do. He said, listen, your brother's, he told him this. He said to him, a loving father will chastise you. He said, your brother's blood cries from the ground. I hear it. Told him this just like that. Chastising is love. Correcting is love. Scolding in truth is love. He spoke to that boy clearly. He spoke to Adam. He spoke to Cain. He spoke to Noah. He spoke to Abraham. Go on, he spoke to David. He spoke to Elijah. He spoke to Elisha. He spoke to prophets. He spoke to Peter. He spoke to Paul. Paul didn't even love him. Paul did not know him nor care about him and was working for the enemy in opposition to God. God said, Saul, Saul, called him by name. Called him by name. Why do you persecute me? Woo! Bam! Now, if he spoke to a man that doesn't even love him, didn't care about him, was working for opposition, working for the enemy, opposing God, do you not think he wants to speak to those that love him? Huh? He spoke, if you get in your Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, there's not one spot in here where God speaks. The Bible is a book recorded of all the things that God said to man, said to prophet, said to different people from beginning to end. The Bible is a book about God speaking oracles, precepts, concepts, and constitution of the kingdom to man from Genesis to Revelation. Then John in the book of Revelation gets exiled to the Isle of Patmos. So now you got John exiled and God dictates, basically. He spoke the entire book of Revelation to this man. If he's willing to do that, why in God's name, truly, for the first time, not in vain, truly, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I want to accept you. Would he not speak to you? That's ridiculous. Now we end up in a place where we think God does not speak to us. Absolutely ridiculous. Let me tell you something. There's nothing God desires more than to speak to you. Let me tell you something else. We just proved, and you can get in your book. If you don't believe me, open the Bible and get in. You know the best place to read the Bible? On the inside. The best place to read your Bible is on the inside. Open it and start reading. Now, once you establish that relationship, which is very simple, Jesus, I love you. I need you. Please be my Savior. Please forgive me for all the things I've done in my past. I want to let you in on the throne room of my heart, meaning I want you to control my every thought, my every everything. I want to yield myself to you where I hear from you, where I have a relationship with you, where I am your loving child, and that from now on, you control my life. Please, Jesus, come in and be King of Kings and Lord of Lords to me. And give me the promise you promised in the book of John in chapters 14, 15, 16. You promised the promise of the Spirit. You said, when I leave this earth in my physical Jesus body and go back to the heavens, go back to the right hand of God where I come from, I'm going to send my Spirit and I'll call him the Comforter. He'll come to you and comfort you. He'll teach you. He'll guide you. And he will be the actual Spirit of truth, because you'll be in a world of lies. So you'll need to operate by the Spirit of truth. You'll be living in a world of lies. You'll have to operate. You'll have to function and get your information from in order to be prosperous, in order to have a good life, in order to stay in good health, in order to raise good children, in order to speak the oracles of God and lead someone else to the kingdom, in order to have salvation offered to those around you and your family members. You'll need this Spirit of truth, because his job is to guide you into all truth. He'll take whatever I tell him and tell it directly to you. He is your umbilical cord from me to you. He'll take everything I say and reveal it in pure, unadulterated, unliable, or unerrancy truth to you. To you. Malachi 3:8, God said, "For I am the Lord." He didn't say, "I'm a Lord. I'm one of the gods." He said, "For I am the Lord. I change not." Look it up, Malachi, right before the New Testament, right before Matthew. Malachi 3:6. "For I am the Lord, I change not." I change not. If he spoke from Genesis to Revelation, in every book to everybody, to Isaiah, to David, to you name it, he spoke, he wanted to communicate with everybody all the time. The entire Bible is a book of God communicating with his children, from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. It's a book about God communicating with and speaking to his children. Why would he not want to speak to you today? Will God speak to me? I get asked that all the time. You hear from God, man? Yeah, it's God's will, man. It's not me. It's not like I'm some magic, heavenly, angel, godly, awesome dude that walks around with this oracle of halos and God just speaks to me. I'm the divine one. It's nothing to do with that. It's God's desire. It's God's design. All I do is wake up and go, "Father, I love you. Praise you. Hey, Lord, forgive me, man. I thought prejudice yesterday against somebody. Totally wrong. Please forgive me." 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness." That's found in 1 John 1:9. 1 John 1:9. As soon as the Holy Spirit reveals to me some stupid stuff I've said or thought, bam, I release it. I get to God with it right away and get it off me. Get it out of you. Right away, get it out of you. Hit your knees and get it out of you. Right now. "Father, I'm sorry. I need to get this mess out of me." Listen, John 10, the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Listen to what he says in John 10 real quick. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up another way, is a thief and a robber." I'm going to simplify this for you. If you come to Jesus any other way, if you try to go worship any other god, if you're doing some kind of religious junk for some other reason, you're not just coming to Christ that you can have salvation, have a relationship with him and him be your father, the way he sees it, you're a thief and a robber. This is John chapter 10, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John chapter 10. And this is very clear, and this is Jesus speaking. So this is right from the master's lips. Jesus' words, not mine. "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He that comes in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter is going to open that door. And his sheep," ready? Listen close. "And his sheep hear his voice." Are you his sheep today, I'm asking you? His sheep hear his voice. To him the porter openeth, and his sheep hear his voice. If you look it up in the Greek, it means laudation. It's a bleating sound. It's a laudation. It's an audible voice. It says, and he calleth his own sheep by name. David, come here. Joshua, stop that. And leadeth them out. Come here. Hold my hand. I'm going to pull you up out of that mess. Let me take you out of that mess. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them. Now, not only that, the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Here he goes. When he puts forth his own sheep that he loves and called by name, specifically relationship with you, talking to you out loud, calling you by name, and then going before you to make your path straight so you'll stop bumping your head against the wall so you won't have to finance your house again for the third time. So you don't have to go look for another job because you couldn't control your mouth. So you don't have to go look for another job because you failed the drug test. You don't have to look for another job because they don't know your personal life is so bad. All those times you swore that it was this and that and this and that, you just couldn't get up, man. You are doing the wrong things in your private closet. And the next day to go to work was just not bearable. And when he puts forth his own sheep that he knows and loves and calls by name out loud with an audible voice, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they, his own sheep, know his voice. Do you see that? John 10 verse 4, for they know his voice. Not his finger, not his pointing, not his arrow. They know his voice. 9 through 11, then Jesus clears it up real clear. He says, verse 7, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheep. God, I want to be your sheep. I want you to be my shepherd. I want to be in your care. I want to be like that sheep that was in the field that you watered, that you fed, that you groomed, that you took care of, that you protected from the enemy. Let me be that, Lord. I am the shepherd. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man comes in, he'll be saved. By me, if any man comes in, he'll be saved. I'd hit my knees and come in right now and say, Jesus, I need you. Do you need saved? Has the devil attacked something in you? Has he attacked your finances, your home? Has he attacked your health? Has he took the breath of life from you God gave you? Look all the way back in Genesis. When God made man, it says God breathed. Now, listen, he made all the other things, and it says he made them after their like kind. One seed producing after the other seed. That's what it says about the cattle. That's what it says about the fruit trees. That's what it says about everything. Now he says he made man, and he physically, God himself, personally, breathed on him the breath of life. Do you know what the number one thing is the devil wants to take from you today? The breath of life. Why? Because God gave it to you personally. Go back to Genesis and find it. It's around chapter 2, I think. He says, and God breathed on man the breath of life, and man, because of him doing that, became a living soul. In God's image, in God's likeness, designed with the breath of God, that you were to speak the things you hear from him to change the course of nature for yourself and those around you, to bring the kingdom and establish it by your words. You can't do that if you run out of breath. Hit your knees now. Say, God, I'm sorry. I love you. Forgive me. Show me. I'm going to bury my face in this book until I find the language, until I get to know you. Here's the deal with that. You can't do it if you don't know the language of heaven. Listen real quick. I just got a few minutes left. Don't think. Now, the last one there, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. If he's willing to die for you, he's willing to speak to you. 221-1100, I need God. 221-1100, Landon, I want that relationship. I need to hear him today. I need some stuff changed. I'm on my last rope. I'm holding on by a thread. 888-221-8990. If he's willing to lay his life down for you, he's willing to speak to you. When Moses received the Ten Commandments, how did he receive them? God didn't text them to him. He didn't go on Facebook. He didn't email him. He said, come here, boy. Come here, boy. Get up here. Bring your chisel. Bring that fancy one. And bring your slate, your best slate here. I'm going to take you to school. It's time to go to school with me. It's time for me to speak. I'm going to speak audible to you clearly, and you're going to record these things. You'll need, Moses. You and your people will need these life skills. You'll need these. You wouldn't have to go to so many classes during the week if you'd learn from God. You can stay home with your family more and just attend a few. Help teach some, maybe. Thank God for them life skills. If you don't learn from God, you need to learn from somebody. Why not going up to the top? Why not get it right from the King? Why not get it from the Spirit of Truth? Huh? God said, Moses, I want to speak to you. I want to speak to you clearly. Sit down. Sit down. I'm going to speak the orders from headquarters to you, boy, so you know how to function in life. Clearly, aloud, with an audible voice, I'm going to talk to you right now. You just write. I'll talk, you write. He does that today, by the way. He loves to do that. I got pages and pages and pages and pages where I thank God, I praise God. I went in the throne room. I got there, man. Once I entered in, God started pouring out. I couldn't write fast enough. Pages of them at home. He speaks to you clearly. Just love him. Love on him and let him. Listen, God wants to be your father, and you his son. We lead. Check this out. Listen to this one. I heard another band say it. I stole this from somebody else, but Dynamite Preacher. If you hit me up on that, what's my email? 1603, radio 1603. If you hit me up on radio1603@gmail.com, I'll tell you who it is, and I'll show you how to tune into that one. God wants to be your father, and he wants you to be his son. And we lead people to salvation. We tell a man, God loves you so much. He wants to be your father. He wants to love on you. He wants to be intimate. He wants to have a relationship with you. He loves you so much. He sacrificed himself. He became the atonement for your sins to wash away your wrongs. And now a God wants a personal relationship. God, Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, wants a personal relationship with you. He wants to be your loving father. Oh, by the way, he doesn't want to speak to you, though. He wants to love you. He wants to be intimate. He wants you to be his son, but he wants nothing to do with talking to you. That's ridiculous. Matthew 4:4, this is what Jesus said. We're going to end here. Jesus looked at Satan real quick and said, I'm going to speak this out of my mouth so that everybody knows this is part of the Constitution, how it functions. Satan said, hey, man, I know you're starving. Command these stones to be bread. Jesus said, let me tell you something about that. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but this is how man lives. And I find it very interesting that he said it to Satan. That means he was telling Satan, I'm establishing this before you rise. It's coming out of my mouth. You know it's the truth. He said, man lives by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, Jesus said in Matthew 4:4. He said, but man will have life and will live very well by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And he told your enemy that. And you're having trouble with this enemy. Why don't you get the words that are in the book out of the mouth of God? Then you take those words, you say, Satan, it says in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So back off me, son. That's how you do it. You got to know the language of the kingdom is what I'm trying to tell you. You need to hear from God, number one. You need to get saved. Get in your Bible. Learn to hear from God. Pray to God and pray to God and speak to God until he speaks to you. He wants to do it right away. As soon as your heart wants him, you'll hear him. No problem. No problem. No problem. You got it? And then get in your Bible, because you won't be able to speak the oracles of God, the precepts and concepts, without understanding the language. If you don't know that language, because now you've been born into a new kingdom, learn the language. Learn the language so you can function. Listen. Listen. Email me. Email me. It's radio1603@gmail.com. Radio1603@gmail.com. I want to teach this in depth. I have to highlight things here, but I can teach these in depth anywhere you want, anytime you want. I can help you by email. Listen, support this ministry. Support this ministry. Lifeline, all right, is trying to get God's word out. We're trying to get God's word into people's lives. We're trying to influence people into the kingdom so they can be an influence on other people and we can get out of this mess we're in. If you want to make a difference in this world, we need support. Everything needs support to function. Support this ministry. Send your support to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Partner up with us at Lifeline so we can get the word out and influence other people's lives. Support Lifeline at Box 1603. Just send it to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Very simple. I love you, and I'll look forward to that. Now listen, radio1603@gmail.com. Radio1603@gmail.com. My dad and I'll help you all you want. And I need somebody to call here and accept Christ today. You need what I'm giving you. Now come get it. 221-1100. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. I'm sitting right here. I'll take your call and help you meet the King. You need to hear from God. Get in your word. Read the Bible somewhere on the inside. I love you. Let God transform you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline. Thank you.